probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Guys, welcome to Pardon the Mess. I'm so glad you're with us today. We're praying for our kids this week, and we're talking about defending ourselves. What's the key to defending ourselves? And Psalm 12 is the psalm that we're focused on. It's a psalm of David. And here's a couple key verses. It's verses 2 and 7. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked. Okay, and so here we have the Psalm of David, and I love that David's just brutally honest in the Psalm. And we've got, picture this, David's like a fierce warrior, right? He's known for that. He has won battles when all odds are against him. He is brave. He is tough. And yet he is so done right now because people are backstabbing and gossiping, and he is over it. And it's like a truism of life right there. Like, you'd almost rather someone physically hurt us than to go through all of the emotional baggage of what people say and how they undermine us and the things they do behind our back and say about us. And so I love that David just being really honest about this. And so what we're going to do is think about, how does the world handle this? How does the world defend themselves? And how should we be doing this? Because I think we're called to do things counterculturally in a lot of respect, most respects, but especially here. And so I did what every wise person would do, said sarcastically, when you want to know how to defend yourselves, I went to Google. And I'm like, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. How's the world going to do this? What does Google have to say? And I got a lot of great, great tips on revenge. And so here you go. I'm going to read you some of them. The first one is, we can ignore them. And yes, that does work. And I think we all know how to ignore someone. There's a nice way to do it, and there's a way to do it and prove a point. And so, yeah, you could ignore them. The next one is, you can get on with your own life, which is great, but that's not nearly as fun as some of the others. So let's keep going. We can block them on social. Yes, we will show you. You may no longer see the pictures of my children, right? The thing about blocking a person on social, or at least blocking me, is I wouldn't notice, not because I have some huge following, but I just don't pay attention to that. So maybe we need to go more forward thinking on this. And the next one they recommend is, we don't help the person when they need it. Okay. The next one is, take legal action. And as a former lawyer, I'm going to tell you, maybe there's instances where that's appropriate, but that's an expensive option. So let's keep going. The next one is, undermine them. I'm a big fan of this one, right? The undermining, again, sarcastically, but you know, we've all probably done it. The next one, you can send anonymous letters, texts, or phone calls to them. I don't know how to send anonymous text, but I'm guessing that's, you can do that. I also don't know how to make an anonymous phone call. I'm sure you can do that as well. If you're listening to this, you know how to do all these things. Perhaps you have a problem. I'm just kidding, kind of. Sending an anonymous letter, is that like where you cut out like individual letters from a newspaper and you like piece them together? Why am I picturing that? I don't know. This seems like a lot of effort. And here's the last one, embarrass them publicly. Well, I'm just going to tell you, the times that I've tried to embarrass someone publicly, not that there's been many, but actually, you know who gets embarrassed? It's me. So that's no good. And so what David does is, David just starts being honest with God. Like, this is hard. I can't stand this. Why are these people getting away with it? But then he says this, I'm reading Psalm 12 from the Living Bible. But the Lord will not deal gently with people who act like that. He will destroy those proud liars who say, we will lie to our heart's content. Our lips are our own. Who can stop us? Do you see what he's doing here? He's preaching truth to himself. In the midst of the hurt and the anger and the wanting to get in the middle of it, he's giving himself a little sermon on what's true. And it's that God will not deal gently with those people. God will come to his rescue. And so last week, if you remember, I read you a note card that my mom sent me a picture of that she said had been on her desk for 30 years, a note card, 30 years. And it was about trusting God. And so now I'm reading you the note card that's been on my desk for 30 years, except it's only been on my desk for like 3 years. So sorry, Dorothy's got something on me here. But I'm going to read you what's on my desk from Isaiah 30 that has really spoken to me over the years when it comes to these hard places where I want to defend myself. And this is what it says in Isaiah 30. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. I'm going to stop there. How do you save yourself? How do you get saved? In repentance and rest. Repent. Acknowledge your part in it. And then rest. Take rest. Don't go out and do it. Don't go do all these things. Rest. And it says, in quietness and trust is your strength. Quietness. That's a hard one, right? I have a lot to say when I want to avenge myself, right? But quietness and trust is your strength. Who are we trusting? What are we trusting? We're trusting God. And these next verses say in Isaiah 30, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. Think about that. The reason you can rest, repent and rest, and sit in quietness and trust him is because of this. He longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show compassion on us. How differently would our lives look every day if we could really, really believe that? Because he is a God of justice. Not like he's just. He is the God of justice. And blessed are those who wait for him. Oh, that's so countercultural to wait, to know that he will handle it in his time. And so that's quite a different story than what we're reading on Google and how we're to handle that, how our kids are to handle it. And that's what we pray for our kids this week. We start praying that they will acknowledge their part, they will repent, but then they will wait and they will trust. And you can only do that when you really, really know who God is. You can only trust a God that you understand and know. And you understand and know a God by studying his word. And I told you this last week, but I've been studying Isaiah 11, well, all of Isaiah, but I'm on 11 right now. And I just want to mention a couple of things that it says about the character of God, these attributes of God. I want to share these with you. And here's what we know from verses 1-3 about God. Wisdom. He's wise. Like Jesus is wise in all things. He knows what's going on. He's understanding, which means he understands us perfectly. He understands our hopes, our fears, our discouragements, where we're hurt. He's counsel. He's our perfect counsel. He's for us, right? And so he gives us the best counsel. This next one's kind of cool. I was reading it in a commentary, but he's this perfect combination of power and might. Because there's a lot of people that would love to help you, but they don't have the power to do it. And there's a lot of people that have the power to help you, but they don't want to, right? But he's this perfect combination that he has all the power in the world to do whatever needs to be done on your behalf. And he wants to do that. He has power and might. The next one is knowledge. He knows all the facts. He knows what happens, even the things that you don't know that happened in these scenarios. He knows it. And then it ends with the fear of the Lord. It's talking about Jesus and how he, even knowing all this, he had a fear for the Lord. He willingly kept himself in a place of submission, respect, and favor towards God. And so that's what I think we pray. We pray for our kids. It's easy to trust God, easier to trust God. And they can do that when they know who God is. And if they could just grasp, and we could help them grasp this week, that God is wisdom, he's understanding, he's counsel, he has power and might and knowledge. Our job is to repent and to rest and stay quiet and trust. Now, again, are there situations that are abusive, real extreme situations? Absolutely. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about day in and day out, just where we want revenge for things people have done that are not fair, they've said about us. That's where we need to stand down a little bit and let the Lord handle those places. And it's everything we don't want to do. I understand that. And so let's think about this really very practically, because there's been so many places in parenting where I've wanted to mama bear something and get up in someone's grill about how they've treated my kids or just the wrong things, maybe more so than in my own life, I've wanted to do that on behalf of my kids. And my prayer is that we won't do that and that we can take this week to start praying about the ways we need to stand down, that we need to stop. We don't need to show up. We probably just need to honestly shut up. And I'm saying that to myself more than anyone, really. But let's do that well, because we want to model that well for our kids. And I know it to be true because I've done this parenting thing for 20 years. I know it to be true that some of the places where God has shown up the most faithfully, where we have grown as a family, the places have been where it's in the middle of the hurt on the Friday night when my kids didn't get invited and we're sitting on the couch, on the teams they didn't make, all those places that felt like punishment. They felt like punishment. They were actually protection. I've just seen it time and time again. And there are places that have just been hard and not right. Absolutely. But in those places, I've seen the Lord grow my kids. But then there's also been those places that were hard and not right. And people said things and did things that were so unkind and unfair to our family. And I can look back and be like, oh my goodness, that was totally the Lord's protection that we were not a part of something. And so let's pray for our kids now that they can start doing these things now, trusting God, waiting, being quiet, not avenging themselves. Don't do what our culture is doing, because when the stakes are higher, when they're older and the things really matter, we want to wait on God. Blessed are those who wait for the Lord. So I'm going to read Psalm 12 from the Message, because I think the Message words this so perfectly. It's everything we're thinking on any given day. And then I'm going to pray for us. Quick, God, I need your helping hand. The last decent person just went down. All the friends I depend on, gone. Everyone talks in lie language. Lies slide off their lips. They double talk with forked tongues. Slice their lips off their faces. Pull the braggart tongues from their mouths. I'm tired of hearing. We can talk into anything. Our lips manage the world. In the hovels of the poor, into the dark streets where the homeless groan, God speaks. I've had enough. I'm on my way to heal the ache in the hearts of the wretched. God's words are pure words, pure silver words refined seven times in the fires of his wood kiln. Pure on earth as well as in heaven, God keeps us safe from the lies, from the wicked who stalk with lies, from the wicked who collect honors from their wonderful lies. Lord, you keep us safe. Thank you. Thank you for David's words that you keep us safe. And as frustrating as it is, and as much as we want to avenge ourselves, Lord, and we want to go and defend ourselves, and we want to do all those things on the list, Lord, that the world talks about. We've done so many of those things. We just pray you'll forgive us. Lord, I pray in these moments, you'll forgive all of us listening. Holy Spirit, bring to our mind the places where we need repentance in this so that we can be in right standing with you, Lord, and we can allow you to do what only you can do. I pray for our kids, Lord. They desperately are going to want revenge. We desperately want it for them. Be with them. Show them that even when the inclination is to go and talk back to someone or to embarrass someone or not to help them or whatever those things are, that we will not do that, Lord. We won't be a part of it. They won't be a part of that. They can start putting this into place now so when they're older, when the stakes are higher, that they understand, Lord, that you are fair. You are the God of justice. You will take care of your people. And so we trust you in that. I thank you for every parent listening today. And I pray, Lord, for whatever hard place they're facing, whatever hard place their kids are facing, whatever's being said about them that's not fair, where they're not being defended, where it looks like groups are forming against them. I pray in this moment they will feel your presence and your strength and your trust. And they'll go back to what we know about your character, Lord. Remind us that you are wise and understanding. You're powerful and you're mighty. You're for us. And so we thank you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, friends. There's some great verses in the prayer journal for you to pray over your kids this week. If you're looking for verses and you have the prayer journal, you can be praying these verses. And good conversation, seriously, to talk to your kids at dinner about. How do you defend yourself? What does that look like? And then next week, we're going to be praying through giving and taking advice. What's the key to giving and taking advice? And so I'm glad you're here praying. Thank you for being here. It's not lost on me that you take this time. We know your days are busy. As always, thank you for joining us as we pardon the mess.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.